transformative youth and criminal justice reforms.
From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 96.1 FM in Lawrence. Widespread frost this morning, otherwise sunny skies today, highs in the lower 60s, light winds from the northwest, 5 to 10 miles per hour. It's 37 degrees in Lawrence. This is KPR.
You're listening to NPR News.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. We're 91.5 Lawrence and 91.3 Olsburg Junction City. We're online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the Lead Center, welcoming pianist Oliver Moore, whose repertoire spans Bach, Mozart, Brahms, and beyond. Sunday, April 12th, 2 p.m. in the Pavilion. Tickets at lead.ku.edu.
Good morning. I'm Kay McIntyre. Hope you're having a wonderful Easter Sunday. Coming up on Weekend Edition Sunday, we travel to Seville, Spain, where they're wrapping up Holy Week with processions that continue to attract both the faithful and the just plain curious. That story coming up on Weekend Edition Sunday here on Kansas Public Radio. We've got some widespread frost throughout the KPR listing area this morning. Otherwise sunny today, highs in the lower 60s.
I'm Windsor Johnston with these headlines.
Join us for All Things Considered from 4 to 5 o'clock this afternoon on Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 89.7 Emporia. Tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, serving Kansas and the world through the development of new treatments for cancer, Alzheimer's disease, and more. Information about KU's research is at ku.edu.
Coming up on Weekend Edition Sunday, it's the Sunday Puzzle with Puzzle Master Will Shorts. KPR gives thanks to our many sustainers and members who continue to support KPR during these difficult times. During our spring membership drive, our Hive drive, KPR was overwhelmed by the pledges we received. But we still need additional support. If you're able, please consider giving your gift today at kansaspublicradio.org. And thanks.
Support for the coverage of health news on KPR comes from the Sunflower Foundation. Based in Topeka, the Sunflower Foundation serves as a catalyst for improving the health of all Kansans. More information is available at sunflowerfoundation.org.
Widespread frost throughout the KPR listing area this morning. Otherwise, sunny skies today, highs in the lower 60s. Sunny for tomorrow, highs in the mid-60s. It's 37 degrees in Emporia, 38 in Topeka.
Support for NPR comes from the station. And from...
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. We've got two more hours of Weekend Edition Sunday coming up. The latest news from NPR just a minute and a half away. We'll have news from the KPR newsroom right after that. You're listening to Weekend Edition Sunday on Kansas Public Radio.
Join me, Nick Carr.
That's the BBC's Ambarasan Etirajan reporting. You're listening to NPR News from Washington.
From the KPR newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre. Good morning. Former Kansas Supreme Court Justice Evelyn Wilson has died following her battle with ALS, or Lou Gehrig's disease. The Lawrence Journal World reports that Wilson served on the court from 2020 to 2025. She resigned in July after her diagnosis. Before that, she served as a judge in Shawnee County District Court for 15 years. Chief Justice Eric Rosen said in a statement yesterday that Wilson was a champion for people who needed help advocating for their rights. A second child is dead a week after being shot by a sibling in Ellsworth County. The Kansas Bureau of Investigation reports that a young child picked up a loaded, unsecured shotgun last Saturday and fired, striking the two siblings. A 5-year-old girl was pronounced dead at the scene. An 8-year-old boy was flown to a Wichita hospital where he died Friday night. Their names have not been released. The KBI's investigation is continuing. The findings of that investigation will be released to the Ellsworth County Attorney's Office. The Kansas Department of Labor has released its latest labor report showing a slightly higher unemployment rate. WIBW reports that a seasonally adjusted unemployment rate of 3.9% for January is up slightly from the previous month and from January of 2025. The Kansas City Royals won one and lost one. They lost to the Brewers 5-2 in their first of a split doubleheader yesterday. They won 6-2 the second game. They play again at 1:10 this afternoon.
Support for NPR comes from the Skoll Foundation, dedicated to powering social innovators to transform the world. Learn more at skoll.org. And Jarl and Pamela Mohn, focusing on civil liberties, foster youth, public radio, and the arts.
Sunny skies today for this Easter Sunday. Highs today in the lower 60s. Winds from the northwest, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Clear skies overnight tonight. Lows in the upper 30s. For tomorrow, sunny skies. Highs in the mid-60s. It's 38 degrees in Lawrence. From the KPR Newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre.
You're listening to NPR News.
We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 89.7 Emporia. Listen online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the Lead Center, presenting the Broadway musical Kinky Boots, with music and lyrics by Cindy Lauper and book by Harvey Fierstein. Tuesday, April 21st, 7:30 p.m., tickets at lead.ku.edu.
Good morning. I'm Kay McIntyre. Happy to be with you on this Easter Sunday morning. Coming up on Weekend Edition Sunday, how's your bracket? Coming up, South Carolina versus UCLA. It's the women's college basketball title game, and it's this afternoon. We'll have the latest from Steve Futterman coming up on Weekend Edition Sunday on Kansas Public Radio. A big thank you to everyone who contributed last week during KPR's Hive Drive. We know these are tough times, and your support means the world to us. A major key to KPR's continued success is your support, the support from sustaining members that makes KPR news, music, all the programs you hear on KPR, it makes them possible. If you didn't get a chance to donate and you're able to give, please consider making a pledge online today at kansaspublicradio.org. And thanks.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Casey Farm School, stewarding 14 acres of urban land in Kansas City, Kansas, that provides plants and food to their spring plant sales and weekly CSA and Farm Stop. Details at caseyfarmschool.org.
Sunny skies today, highs in the lower 60s, light winds from the northwest, 5 to 10 miles per hour. It's 41 in Emporia, 36 in Manhattan, 38 in Topeka. This is KPR.
Support for NPR comes from this station.
Different angles and give perspective on what might happen next. A brand new day comes with new possibilities and a new edition of Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us for Morning Edition tomorrow morning from 5 to 9 o'clock here on Kansas Public Radio. Your host tomorrow, Steve Inskeep, Michelle Martin, and Matthew Algio. Good morning. I'm Kay McIntyre. Glad to be with you on this Sunday morning. from the University of Kansas. We're 91.5 Lawrence and 89.7 Emporia. You can find us online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Love Garden Sounds, buying and selling compact discs, vinyl records, stereo equipment, and more at 822 Mass Street in Lawrence. More at lovegardensounds.com.
For many people, Easter Sunday means hunting for Easter eggs, going to church. But in Norway, they celebrate Easter by reading books, crime fiction to be exact. We'll explore that holiday tradition coming up on Weekend Edition Sunday on KPR. Then stay with us for This Old House Radio Hour coming up at 10 o'clock this morning. Today on This Old House, garage doors are the hardest working system in your home. So what happens when they start to fall apart? That's on This Old House Radio Hour this morning at 10 o'clock. Right after Weekend Edition Sunday on KPR 1. And if you're joining us on KPR 2, it's This American Life at 10 o'clock. This is KPR.
Support for NPR comes from the station. Port and programs designed for cultural enrichment. Learn more at viking.com. From Progressive Insurance, working to help protect small businesses and the owners that run them. Offering customizable coverages to salons, accounting firms, tradespeople, and more. Learn more at progressivecommercial.com. And from the Doris Duke Foundation.
From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1, Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1, Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. We've got one more hour of Weekend Edition Sunday coming up. Then stay with us for This Old House Radio Hour coming up at 10 o'clock this morning. We hear from a former Supreme Court justice about his old house. That's just ahead in 1 hour following Weekend Edition Sunday on KPR.
KPR listeners are engaged in their communities and they frequent businesses that support public radio. Become a KPR sponsor and reach those most likely to take action at sponsorship.kansaspublicradio.org.
The time is 9 o'clock. You're listening to Weekend Edition Sunday on KPR.